In Germany, leaders of the G8 countries finished their annual summit and claimed some success. They've promised $60 billion for fighting AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, and they say that they will pursue substantial reductions in the greenhouse gases that are warming the planet. But critics say these promises sound better than they are. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
G8 leaders invited the presidents of seven African nations for direct talks during the closing day of the summit. The rich countries promised at least $60 billion to improve health care in Africa and help receiving governments develop good health policies. Ghanaian President John Kufuor said it's a partnership deal.
Africa expects the G8 to deliver on promises, and on Africa's part, we are committed to also delivering.
But critics say the G8 promises aren't clear enough to know when they've been delivered.
First problem, not time-bound.
Seth Amgott is a spokesperson for the Global Fund, a grant-making organization that funnels about a quarter of the world's donations to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. There's no time frame for the $60 billion contribution mentioned in the G8 final statement, and development organizations say only about $3 billion, at best, is new money. Amgott says money's not the only thing, but it's important.
These are lifetime commitments, which is maybe part of the reluctance. You start someone on treatment, they need it for the rest of their life. And the good news, and the bad news fiscally, I suppose, the good news is they can lead long and productive lives, but you have to keep treating them.
The summit's other major topic was climate change. The G8's final communique promised substantial reductions of greenhouse gas emissions, but set no target date or number. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the summit host, said emerging industrial countries, including China and India, must take part in any future deal.
As of 2012, the emissions of the emerging countries will account for a significant proportion of total emissions. We will probably only have 30% of overall emissions from the traditionally industrialized countries, and you can't combat climate change effectively if you are calling for all the efforts to be made by the 30% emitters and let the others go their own sweet way.
G8 leaders could not agree on what to do about Kosovo. Russia remains against independence from Serbia for the province. Russian President Vladimir Putin made that clear once again and gave more details on how the U.S. could build a missile defense system to protect Europe but not make Moscow feel threatened. Yesterday, he said the system could use a radar based in Azerbaijan instead of in the Czech Republic. Today, he suggested the interceptor rockets could be on Europe's southern flank instead of in Poland.
What would the advantages be? First, it would not destabilize the situation in Europe. Second, it would cover all those regions that our American partners consider dangerous. Third, it makes it possible to protect not just part of Europe, but all of it.
As the leaders of the G8 headed off, the thousands of protesters dispersed too. In one of the last demonstrations, a group of naked protesters jumped into the chilly Baltic Sea, breaching the security confines of the press center. As they were arrested, one said it was a great way to end a great week. Emily Harris, NPR News, Koningsborn.